For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In Richland County, new homes are being set up for some survivors of the October 2015 flood. Earlier this month, the county celebrated the release of the first new mobile home through its Returning Home Flood Recovery Program. Longtime county resident Judith Spry was the recipient.
I don't know how I could ever repay anybody for doing what they did for me.
Holding a large pair of ceremonial scissors and surrounded by family, friends, members of Richland County Council, and the county's Community Development Department, Spry eagerly cut the ribbon to her new home.
Welcome to your new home.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The ribbon-cutting ceremony coincided with National Community Development Week, which showcases how federally funded programs make a difference in the lives of local people. The county's Returning Home Flood Recovery Program is funded through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD.
It's been a long time coming.
Valeria Jackson is the county's community development director.
We were able to assist them and to bring them back to wholeness.
The county received $23.5 million from HUD to help repair and rebuild following the 2015 floods. In 2017, between May 15th and June 15th, the county received more than 500 registrations for its recovery program. And just 3 months ago, more funds.
Then they came back with a second round of $7.254 million.
Jackson said it's a second chance for those who are still in need.
The process opens again on May 21st. So if they did not hear about it or somehow missed it, this is a second opportunity, a second knock at the door to become whole again.
For more information on applying to the Richland County Returning Home Flood Recovery Program, visit this website at richlandcountysc.gov/flood-recovery. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.